Hey, Cracked fans. As winter slowly turns into spring and all of us look forward to getting back on the outdoor tennis courts, we here at Cracked Rackets want to ensure that you listeners have everything you need to make sure your return to outdoor tennis is a successful one. That's where our friends at Gamma Sports come in. Now, if you need new strings, new grips, new court equipment, ball hoppers, machine tools, and accessories, whatever it may be, our friends at Gamma have it all for you. They've also, of course, got dampeners, overgrips, replacement grips, they've got it all. And if you go to their website, gammasports.com/tennis, right now, you use our promo code CRACK20, you'll get 20% off your order. Now, I know Gamma has a new string pattern in the queue called the React Pro, which all of you Gamma String users will enjoy. And even if you're not using Gamma Strings, maybe now's the time to start. But they've also got polyesters, everything you could be looking for from a tennis equipment standpoint, all in one location. Just go to gammasports.com/tennis right now. Use that promo code CRACK20 to get 20% off your order. Again, gammasports.com/tennis. Use that promo code CRACK20 to get 20% off your order. Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. It's been a little while since we've had the opportunity to bring one of these From the Presser segments to all of you listeners, but we have that chance this week as I have been credentialed for the WTA event happening in Charleston. In case this is your first From the Presser segment that you've listened to, what you are about to hear are the questions and answers I've asked of the players who won their Thursday round of 16 matches, had the chance to talk with three of Thursday's victors. You are about to hear answers from 19-year-old Maria Camila Osorio Serrano, who won her match in a dramatic three-set fashion over Christina McHale. You're also going to hear from Own Jabeur, who was a straight set winner on the day, as well as Linda Fruvertova, the 15-year-old sensation making her first WTA level quarterfinal of her career this week in Charleston. I ask different questions of each of these players. Want to point out that in some of the cases, I think in all of the cases on today's podcast, I am not the first member of the press to ask questions. So perhaps you're going to hear this and think, well, why didn't he ask about this? It's either A, that question was already asked, or B, I forgot. And I'm trying to get better at these as we go along, but you are going to hear me talk to Osorio Serrano about her run over these past 2 weeks. She won the title last week in Bogota at the WTA level, her first WTA level title. She's a former world junior number one, in case you haven't been listening to my mini breaks where I have talked about her game a little bit, but you're going to hear me ask her about her run these past few weeks to ask her about how she's recovered. She's faced so many break points over her past few matches, what her mindset is to recover from the various momentum swings. You're going to hear me talk to Own Jabeur about her preference for the clay courts, why she thinks she's ready to have a breakthrough clay court portion of this 2021 season. And then you're going to hear me talk to Fruvertova just about what it's like to play a night match under the lights, what it's like to have to prepare for such a quick turnover between round of 16 quarterfinal matches. For a 15-year-old, she is so eloquent with her answers, was so grateful for her time and all of these players' time. And again, shout out to the WTA communications teams for facilitating all of this access, making it all happen. Given the Hoopy Hercat scandal from earlier the week, my appreciation for the WTA comms teams. Anytime I've had a request, they have answered it. And, you know, I would say 95% of the time, they make it happen. So shout out to them as always. Of course, I have to give a couple of shout-outs before we get to those interviews, because the reason we're able to do this day in, day out, because of the support we get from you listeners, from our fans, our Patreon subscribers, our family, not fans, that's the word I was looking for, and of course, our friends over at Midwest Sports, midwestsports.com, the promo code is CR15 for all of the best equipment at all of the best prices. With that in mind, let's get to today's podcast, where again, you are going to hear from Maria Camila Osorio Serrano, Own Jabeur, and Linda Fruvertova. Hey, Thank you very much, and congratulations on your victory today. I'm curious, in your past three matches, you faced a total of 52 break points, and obviously that's a big number, and yet you've still managed to come back on each of those occasions. How are you able to stay calm, stay focused, despite, you know, all of the momentum shifts that seem to be happening within your matches?
Yeah, that's a lot. I didn't know. I don't think that much on when I lose the point, because I know I have another one coming. So I just feel I have to play point by point. Of course, I get a little bit mad when they broke my serve, but I mean, I have another chance to also break back. So I just don't think that that, because I feel my dad always said to me that when I get mad, for sure I will lose the matches. So I try not to get mad in the moment and just keep playing and keep playing, and that's working right now for me. I'm not thinking that I'm losing too much myself or stuff like that. I just know I'm winning, so I just figure out the way to win the match, the match, or yeah, whatever it takes. I don't care if I lose my serve 100 of times more.
No, it's obviously working for you. And, you know, watching you in Bogota compared to this week, it feels like you're slicing your backhand a little bit less this week than you did on the red clay. Is that a fair assessment? And, you know, what might be the reasoning behind that?
I don't know. I feel like I can hit a little bit more, because in Bogota, the altitude and stuff, when I hit my slice, I knew with the altitude they could miss a little bit more balls here there, but here I feel I can hit more, and it depends of the match or yeah, whatever. I just hit it, but I don't know. I feel it's the difference is that one, that I hit it more there, because with the altitude, I guess in my mind it was like they can miss more, but here, I mean, probably they can too, but I just forget sometimes, and I hit my backhand cross and down the line, because I feel like I'm hitting good that one, the down the line.
Mm-hmm. No, it's all working for you. And my final question, you have had the chance to play Clara before. I think it was back in 2018, and I think you won that match in three sets. A lot's changed since then, but curious, what do you think it's going to take from you tomorrow on the court to earn your eighth straight victory?
I know it's going to be a really hard match, tough match. As I said, that we know each other from juniors, and we're also friends on tour, but she's so good. And as you said, everything has changed from 2018 to now. We've been playing like so many more matches, and now we're like professional tennis players. So I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I hope we can play some great tennis. She's also a great fighter, and yeah, I hope also I can wake up tomorrow fine, feeling better in my leg, and yeah, so I hope we can enjoy that one, and also that people can enjoy our tennis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I speak for everyone. We've enjoyed everything you've done over these past few weeks, so congratulations on another fantastic victory today.
Thank you so much, Alexey. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Congratulations on the win today, Owens. For you now, second quarterfinal in a row in Charleston. What's worked well for you on these green clay courts?
I'm getting used to better, like every day to play on these courts. From before, I like green clay. And I like clay in general, to be honest. I love playing here. I love to be here. You know, I've been playing a lot of matches. So let's say I got used to like point sets, games. I'm enjoying my time here, and I hope I can enjoy it as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. And to your point about liking clay, obviously last year we lost the clay court season. And, you know, for those who don't know, you're a former junior French Open champion. You know that well. And clay is a surface you had so much success on early in your career. How excited are you for having a full clay court season this year? And, you know, you've had a ton of success on hard courts. What sort of success do you think you can have in this portion of the season?
Well, it's nice to change it up a little bit, though. I mean, always nice to play on clay, always nice to slide. And of course, for the drop shots, it's always amazing. I know it's a clay, it's more physical work than on a hard court. But I mean, it's nice to have like a kind of full calendar for clay. And plus, we have extra week now for Roland Garros. So it's going to be amazing. We'll have Madrid, Rome, and probably Roland Garros. So it's nice to play on clay. It's nice to get, the dirt and everything. It's a combination of everything.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about incorporating the variety. I see the smile on your face as you talk about hitting the drop shot on clay. how fun is it to incorporate that variety, to play that style of tennis? Is that what you're trying to do even more so on these courts?
Yeah, it's my style. I mean, I love to have like the variety and everything. I like to impose my game. So it's nice to see that I'm playing good here. It's nice to see that I'm enjoying clay. You know, sometimes clay could be rough. You know, sometimes when you don't play as well as I want to. So for now, I'm just trying to enjoy the clay. I'm just trying to enjoy being here. And I think that's the most important. And it's the key for me to win matches.
Mm-hmm. And last question for you, but you talk about enjoying your time in Charleston. You've able to play events in back-to-back weeks in the same location. And while there's light at the end of the tunnel, we are still playing amidst a pandemic. How much do you prefer? I know that's a loaded question, but you know, this opportunity to play two events in the same location, is that something you would like to see incorporated elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, we had that in last year at the US Open when we played like Cincinnati in New York. It's always nice to not travel since the restriction and everything. So to be able to stay at the same hotel, same site, it's good. So it's like less tests, less traveling, less paperwork, you know. So it's amazing to have this chance. And honestly, I think we are very lucky to have this in Charleston. And plus, I mean, it's an amazing site to be here. The hotel is great. So, I mean, honestly, no reason to complain here.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, congratulations again on the victory and good luck the rest of the week.
Thank you.
Thank you and congratulations again, Linda, on your victory today. I know you've played a ton of tournaments already this year and had success, but I'm curious, have you ended a match this late in the evening before? And what will you do given how little time you have between now and your quarterfinal round to get ready?
Well, I've played some night sessions in my life already, but this year I think it's for sure the first tournament I'm playing this late, but I actually like it. So it's something different and it's nice. I mean, I won two matches, so obviously it's good. And I think I'm going to have enough time because the first match is starting at 1, but I don't think I'm going to play the first one. So I think I'm going to have enough time to recover.
And yeah, obviously whatever you're working and you talk about playing under the lights, playing a night session before. Have you ever played on a court like this at this hour? And was it an adjustment at all for you to start the match?
Well, I already played late match the first round, but yeah, I mean, this year it was the first time I played under the lights. I mean, I played under the lights in Miami, but it wasn't really dark still. But now it's like really dark. So, but I was surprised that I managed pretty well. Like, I didn't feel a big change. I think I didn't really focus on it.
Your game looked awesome today. And, you know, now you're into your first professional level quarter or WTA level quarterfinal, excuse me. And, you know, you've already become a top 15 junior in the world. Now with your professional ranking, you'll have the opportunity to play some higher level events. Is that something you think about doing now with your ranking being where it is? Will you go play pro events or is it just kind of take it one match at a time and go from there?
I want to take it match by match, but for sure I want to play women's tournaments, like the bigger tournaments when I'll be able to play them. But I have the age limits of tournaments and cards, so I'm still mixing with juniors, which is also good. I get to play the junior grand slams. Just good to try the atmosphere and see all the pros there. And but I'm really excited to play the bigger women's tournaments like this and big.
Well, congratulations again and good luck the rest of the week.
Thank you.
Hope all of you enjoyed today's From the Presser segment. A huge thank you to Maria Camila Osorio Serrano, Own Shabur, and Linda Fruvertova for taking the time to answer my questions. A huge shout out and thank you again to the WTA communication staff who continue to facilitate access to all of us members of the press, despite the fact that we're doing these press conferences from our homes. I'm hoping to have more of these for you throughout the rest of championship weekend in Charleston. And again, the WTA has been so kind. They've facilitated our requests whenever we've had them. So hopefully we'll be able to do as many of these WTA tournaments as we can throughout the rest of the seasons. I should say these WTA tournament from the presser segments throughout the rest of the season. So be on the lookout for them here on the Cracked Interviews feed. Of course, if you want to hear more about the action happening in Charleston, Monte Carlo, or anywhere else throughout the tennis world, be sure to tune into our mini break podcast where I'm breaking everything down day in, day out. If you want to hear more about the Challenger World, college tennis world, be sure to go check out our Great Shot podcast feed. A shout out, as always, to our super producers, Max Fligner and Daniel Westhoff, who have a of any job to do day in, day out, and make all of these podcasts possible here at Cracked Rackets. A shout out to our friends at MidwestSports.com as well. Go to MidwestSports.com, use the promo code CR15 to get 15% off your order. Of course, the more immediate updates, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, we are at Cracked Rackets. You want to message me directly with perhaps any question recommendations you may have, I'm at GreatShotPod. I will ask, as always, you like, rate, subscribe, review this show, the Mini Break Podcast, Great Shot Podcast, and everything we're doing here at Cracked Rackets, and it can all be found on our website, crackedrackets.com. With that in mind, for the super producers Fligner and Westhoff, our friends at Midwest Sports, our friends at the WTA communication staff, all of the players that answered our questions today, and our friends at both the Tennis Channel Podcast Network and Cracked Rackets, I'm your host, Alex Grusk, and you've been listening to another edition of the Cracked Interviews Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you all soon. Thanks, everyone.